I sell and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road, and find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Network. I'm Andrew James. Governor Kay Ivey will take the oath of office today as she begins her first full term as governor. Dexter Avenue and other downtown roads will be closed this morning for the inauguration. For a full list of closures, visit alabamanews.net. The Alabama Supreme Court has granted Montgomery Police Officer Aaron Cody Smith's request for a new venue and judge in his upcoming murder trial. Smith is charged with murder for the killing of Greg Gunn nearly 3 years ago while Gunn was walking through his neighborhood. And a Birmingham police sergeant was killed and another officer critically injured early Sunday morning while investigating a suspected car burglary. Police say two suspects are now in custody. One of the suspects was shot and is receiving medical treatment. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, advertising on radio works, allowing you to grow your business. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
What better way to roll into the new year than in a brand new Kia from Brubaker Kia in Montgomery? This month only, you pay what we pay. An all-new 2019 Kia's in stock. You pay what we pay on Kias like the Forte, a fuel-efficient ride with a spacious interior and user-friendly tech features. The Kia Optima, a mid-size sedan offering an upscale interior with luxury features. The Kia Sportage, the compact crossover with unmistakable style and agile handling. Or the Kia Sorento, a mid-size SUV with third-row seating and a quiet and refined ride. It all come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Get rolling in style this year while you pay what we pay on all-new 2019 Kias right now at Brubaker Kia in Montgomery. Better vehicles, better service, better pricing. It's a better buy at Brubaker. Plus tax, tag, title, and fees based on availability. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. All warranties and roadside assistance are limited. See retailer for warranty details. Offer expires January 31st.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Washington Post reports President Trump has gone to extraordinary lengths to conceal details of his conversations with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Deadly winter storm stretching from the Midwest to the East. More than a foot of snow in some parts.
A new report by the Centers for Disease Control says the U.S. birth rate is at its lowest level in 3 decades.
Police on the scene of a mall shooting in Utah, customers wounded and running for cover.
Sarah Thomas became the first woman ever to officiate at an NFL playoff game.
The toll of the shutdown growing even more severe at airports in Miami and Houston. They're closing terminals there because of a TSA shortage. A
couple of great matchups in the NFC and AFC. High-powered Rams, high-powered Saints, a lot of offense in the AFC. Chiefs, Patriots, second-year star Pat Mahomes against the ageless wonder Tom Brady.
The movie The Upside beat all expectations.
Surprising everyone who thought Aquaman would be number one for a fourth week in a row. Aquaman crossed $1 billion in international box office this weekend.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Monday. Starting your week out right. 272-9228. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market. $50 gift card. $50 gift card from Fresh Market. By the way, they had that beef tenderloin on sale.
Ooh, yeah.
The audience tore it up. You remember we had Old Navy calling in?
Yeah.
Well, I went by there to go check out the price because I was trying to get my weekend plan for eating. You know how I am. And they said, we sold just today 5 of them that were your audience member. 5 of them. That's a lot of beef tenderloin.
Well, I've changed up my diet a little bit to where I'm not eating as much steak, but I'm still doing it like once or twice a week. So now it's even more of a treat.
There you go.
And not any more grilled chicken and rice or salmon rice. Most of the week, which the salmon over at Fresh Market, I love doing the salmon plank. It's very easy.
That is really good. Yeah.
Easy cleanup. But yeah, when you cut back steak to once or twice a week, it made me like really savor it.
Yeah, that's what I do. I don't, I mean, I basically have steak and then I have steak leftovers, and that's it. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Chris. Chris, oh, by the way, any caller can get in for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket drawing. We do that drawing on Friday, including Chris. Chris, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, good morning. Good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm doing well, Dan. Real quick, y'all had the little news note there where Andrew James came on.
Mm-hmm.
He mentioned something about the gun situation. I thought that was pretty disingenuous and actually is media malpractice. He says that Officer Smith shot Mr. Gunn because while he was walking through his neighborhood.
He was running away from Officer Gunn.
Well, I know, and that's what I'm talking about. This is why nobody trusts the media. That news report was absolutely abhorrent and didn't even near give the details, which I know they have a short period of time, about the subject. And they said that he was just walking through his neighborhood, you know, and then Mr. Officer Smith just drove up and shot the guy. And this is the kind of garbage that people are getting sick of, and it comes from local media, it comes from Fox News, it comes from CNN, it comes from all these men. That's why no one trusts them. You know, the problem is, it's a serious problem for our society when we start having these institutions that people used to trust, no longer trust because they can't get the story right.
Yeah, and let me tell you something. I'm going to mark that up to lazy journalists. Because anybody who knows the story, the subject matter, knows the truth. That's somebody who's lazy, who didn't ever get into looking up the information.
He was walking through his neighborhood. Someone like, let's say, from Texas was driving around and put on y'all's station and listened to it. It sounded like A.C. Smith drove through Gunn's neighborhood and shot him. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. It burns. I went to J school over in Troy, and I'll tell you right now, first of all, the people that were coming out of that school, the irony is they went to J school and they got educated in J school, but none of them got minors or even double majored in economics, political science, any type of other stuff. And what they do is they regurgitate this garbage, and it's getting to the point where this is where the division in this country's coming from, because there's such misinformation, and then the same people are supposed to be the ones telling everybody the truth are nothing but a bunch of news readers, and they don't know what they're talking about. And I think that right there is a great example of what's wrong with journalism today. Just like you said, lazy journalism, and they probably should put a retraction back. It's completely false. The whole thing is just completely incorrect.
Yeah, I was talking to someone who is a known anchor here in Montgomery, and I was really surprised how little he knew about some subject matters that we talk about on the show all the time.
Yeah. And I'll tell you right now why. I can tell you exactly why. Because they go to J school, they learn how to write a certain way. They know their code of ethics to some degree. And then they don't get majored. They don't go out and expand the horizons into economics or political science or whatever else. And that's what you're getting now. They're just regurgitating stuff.
Right. Well, and they don't, like I said, it's laziness. What they'll do is they'll rely too much on single sourcing. So WSFA will rely on NBC. And their answer to me is, well, I don't watch Fox News where you get that kind of information, and we don't know if it's correct. And I went, oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, again, it's the failure of institutions in this country. I mean, you've got journalism, you look at certain religious, you look at religion in some degree, you look at, failure of government in their institutions. I mean, it's just, I don't know, I guess it's the fallacy, it was not fallacy, it's the fault of man that's corrupted them or has made them into some type of way where they just don't really represent the truth anymore, nor do they represent the people they're supposed to be helping. And that just really burns me up when I hear stuff like that. And it happens locally, it's even worse. Another good example of this is when we had the situation with the protesters. I'm not, you aware of that? That Carlos, whatever his name is, that came from Birmingham?
Oh, the guy, the protesters from the Brookwood Mall shooting.
Right, right. So WSFA supposedly got a tip about it, you know, and someone thought they were Edward R. Murrow and wanted to run down there, and here comes WSFA with their wheels on fire to get to the protest. And I called them up because what happened was these people actually bum-rushed into a home thinking it was somebody else's. And I called WSFA. I said, do you realize that y'all are part of the story? Because y'all are taking a tip and promoting it, and then you're using it to sell your advertising. Because that's what they wanted to do. They wanted to turn on the news. And I asked, where'd you get that tip from? Well, of course, she wouldn't tell me. But again, this is kind of, they were making news. That's what WSFA was doing. They're making news and promoting something that was absolutely ridiculous.
Chris, let me ask you a question. You said that they bum rushed a house. Are you talking about the protesters or are you talking about WSFA?
Yeah.
Because the last thing I saw of the protesters is they were downtown trying to assemble at the base, the steps of the Capitol, and there were only like six people there, nobody else.
No. This was just a few weeks ago, right after Christmas. I can tell you more about it if you like. I'm not going to do it on air. But I'm telling you, it's just that was another good example of the media just being perpetuating a lie and a myth and using just these people who obviously didn't know what they were protesting for, but they were paid for to come down here to cause problems. They caused problems in the neighborhood here. But the reason you only heard it on WSFA because they were tipped off by the protesters that telling WSFA they're going to come down here and do their thing.
Chris, I appreciate the telephone call.
Yeah, y'all have a good day.
You too. It's 93.1 FM, Dan Moore Show on a Monday, starting your wake out right. Yeah, I missed that story of them bum rushing a house. I didn't see it on anything. But of course, if it's a Christmas window, I was a little detained during some of those nights.
Well, and something I've learned, because I've been trying to do a little more background reading, I would encourage everybody to look up Steven Pinkard. Mm-hmm. He just came out with a new book about how we kind of always focus on the negative, that the world really is becoming a better place by almost every metric, and yet our brains are somehow wired to always focus on the wrong thing that's going on in the news.
Blood and gore.
If it bleeds, it leads, and the news will cut their teeth. They make a good bit. I mean, and we work in the media business, so to speak, and there's always that temptation, but you try, especially with this format, because we have room to really flesh out a story, not to get too sensational.
Well, and what we're always doing on the show is we're taking a story that's being repeated by several outlets, and we're playing so you can hear how they're doing it. And as one of the callers said, it's kind of surprising how similar the story sounds in a lot of areas, but that's why we then bring in a Byron York versus a Paula Reed to talk about this. Let's continue on with Byron York talking about Barr testifying tomorrow and the asylum seekers.
Come back to these stories in the Times and the Post over the weekend. How much do you think that is related to the hearings that begin tomorrow? Bill Barr, the new AG.
Well, what we've seen in the past is that a big blockbuster news report like this provides material for questions that hostile senators ask the nominee. So, I would not be surprised if you see a lot of questions to Bill Barr about this, but most of the questions from Democrats are going to be some version of, you are not going to disturb the Mueller investigation, are you? And so far, nobody has. The Mueller investigation is apparently marching toward its conclusion, and to our knowledge, it has not been impeded in any way by the Trump appointees who run the Justice Department or other agencies.
And to that question, he'll say no. One more thing. You write a piece, okay, about the shutdown. You say in the border fight, here's the headline anyway, Democrats want technological wall that won't keep anybody out. I mean, you give the drones and you can do all their surveillance, but that's not going to stop a caravan, Byron. What's your point in that?
That's right. As you know, a number of Democrats have said a real wall would be immoral, but a technological wall, those are Nancy Pelosi's words, or a smart wall, James Clyburn's words, would be a better idea. And it would use cameras, drones, infrared sensors, other technology to detect people crossing the border illegally without putting up an actual physical barrier to stop them. The point is that that's never worked in the past, and it's even less relevant now because the nature of the flow of illegal immigrants across the border has changed. In the past, it was adult men, single adult men, who could be apprehended and quickly returned across the border to Mexico. Now it is more families and unaccompanied children who by U.S. law cannot be returned. They're not trying to enter the United States undetected. They want to be caught and then begin the asylum process that can keep them in the United States, even if their asylum claim is not valid.
272-9228. Going to be back. Dan Moore Show right after this.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Come into Lowe's this new year and give your home a new look for less. Update floors in any room with SmartCore vinyl starting at $279 per square foot. It's easy to install even over existing surfaces, plus it's 100% waterproof. Rather not do it yourself? Lowe's offers professional flooring installation that makes it easy for you to get the flooring you want with no hassle. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. While supplies last, restrictions apply. Install by independent contractors. Subject to product and installer availability. See store or Lowe's.com for licensure and details. U.S. only.
Napa Know-How.
Right now, you can get a $20 prepaid Visa gift card by mail with the purchase of a Napa Legend Premium battery. Its durability and power make it the obvious choice for people who hate getting stranded by a dead car battery. So pretty much everyone. The Napa Legend Premium battery and $20 back. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care Centers. Limit two per household while supplies last. Offer ends 2/28/19.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. My team and I greatly appreciate your business. Because of your support, we are celebrating our fifth year of service. As a token of our gratitude, we are now offering others who serve our communities with a $500 lender credit towards closing costs. Active military veterans, first responders, teachers, and nurses, thank you for all you do. Call us now at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Just the other day, we helped a fireman from Montgomery lower his monthly payments by lowering his interest rate and providing him with the cash out that he needed to pay off high-rate credit card debt. This could be you. What are you waiting for? Call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Ah! 272-9228, that's where we are. Guys, if you need to send something to me, you can do it through the website, but you can also use my email address. And one thing I warn you about my email address, if you don't do something that makes it stick out, because I don't read everything that I get because I get so much junk, but you can send it to dan@danmoreshow.com, or you can send it to the message me through the website, danmoreshow.com, and I will get it. I appreciate the information, whether it's on Department of Corrections or on this case and other things like that. It seems that what happened is it was Steve Marshall's house that they went to when he took over the case of the shooting in, that happened in Birmingham. You know, carbon monoxide is a real problem, and Mr. Electric wants you to be safe. The biggest risk of carbon monoxide is that you don't detect it, you don't smell it. You, what it basically does is you suffocate from it. So never use a camp stove inside your house. Even if the power is out, don't use that for cooking. This often proves to be a problem during power outages. Even limited use of the cooking or heating can be lethal. Never use your gas oven for heat. Don't do that. People have died in Montgomery doing that. Signs of carbon monoxide exposure: dizziness, shortness of breath, nausea, vision problems, rapid heart rate. Mr. Electric wants you to be safe. So if you need a backup generator, they're the people to call. I'm going to give you the telephone number to write it down. You need to put it in your phone, because when the lights go out, you're going to need Mr. Electric. 24 hours, 7 day a week emergency service. Ready to copy? 334-269-8886. 269-8886. My good friend Dan Black, I've known him for decades and decades and decades and decades. So go by, give him a call, tell him you're a Dan Moore Show listener. Let's see who we have here. Let's go, if you're not going to reveal that, let's go to Dan Bongino and talking about the New York Times story.
The New York Times had that big exclusive story over the weekend. The FBI investigated whether or not Donald Trump, the president, was essentially the Manchurian candidate. He was working for Russia. And then you had the Washington Post with the story that President Trump would not release the notes from his meetings with Vladimir Putin because there weren't any. This guy is just doing something behind the scenes that nobody can put their finger on. Dan, what is he doing behind the scenes that nobody can put their finger on?
Yeah, well, let's address the Times one first. The New York Times story is absolutely devastating, but not to Donald Trump. If you actually read the story with clear eyes, the story is devastating to the FBI and the Department of Justice, Steve. Read through the story, and it's clear as day now that this investigation, counterintelligence investigation into Donald Trump, appears to be motivated by political animus and just a general dislike to Trump. That's the bombshell here, and now they're on the record admitting it. And that, one more thing about this Times story, too, because this is important as well. Remember, it's Rod Rosenstein's memo that's used to fire Comey.
Right.
And the Times report alleges that the firing of Comey somehow initiated the CIA investigation to Trump. Well, why didn't they look into Rod Rosenstein as well? I think the answer is obvious. This had nothing to do with Russia. This was just a personal hatred of Donald Trump. And now they're on the record having admitted it.
Yeah. Because, I mean, it absolutely makes sense. Rosenstein wrote the memo that was fired James Comey, and they thought that Trump was a Russian asset. Why would they not think that Rosenstein wasn't a Russian asset? It absolutely makes no sense. And this is so inside information here, and I don't think they wanted this to get out. I think it got out. And they're a little worried. And I'm thinking, the Inspector General's report may be coming around the corner here. Also, if Mueller doesn't have anything, then trying to throw out some grenades and mines out there to blow up some people now Because you've got a willing and complicit media. There's no doubt about that.
And also, they're, I think some on the left are coming to the realization, of all people, David Corn of Mother Jones.
Oh, God. Ugh.
But of all people, he wrote an article last week saying, folks, you need to wake up. Mueller is not like Ken Starr. It's a different law Mueller is operating under. And all he is obligated to do is give his report or just summary to the Department of Justice and who is overseeing him. There is no obligation or shall clause that says he must release a public statement or right. report or finding.
But don't you know that the Dems are going to call him before Congress
oh, yeah.
and before the Judicial Committee and have Nadler say, what did you say in your report?
Right, that can happen.
Well, then the question would be is, can he do this kind of soft step that so many other people have done, is I can't talk about that.
Mm.
And will he do that? I would like to see Mueller out in front answering questions. I think I learned a lot about him.
Yeah.
But the fact that he has got so many bad actors within his operation, including Page and Strzok and the Wiesheimer, whatever his name is, that worries me. So let's continue on with Dan the Man Bongino on the note taker and Putin.
Well, the media and Democrats were reacting to the story. Watch this and we'll get your reaction.
This bombshell New York Times report.
Our bombshell breaking news.
It is indeed a bombshell.
This is very explosive.
They are in deep damage control mode.
It's like out of a movie.
Has the president been turned, basically?
The tentacles are now leading to the top. Now it's the president of the United States of America.
And what do you, okay, so it was a bombshell, but what do you make of the fact that the president didn't have any note takers when it came time to sit down with Vladimir Putin?
Well, I don't know why anyone's surprised by this either. The president's administration's been victimized by a series of really nasty, pernicious leaks, in some cases against Mike Flynn, criminal leaks of information in all of his dealings with Russia. Now, Steve, if that was accompanied by a story about the president's passive behavior towards Russia, basically accommodating Russia, I'd say, all right, maybe there's something there. But remember, it's the president, whether you agree with the policy or not, who sold lethal arms to Ukraine in their defense against Russia, who's expanded the Magnitsky Act. I don't get it. It's the president's actions against Russia don't meet any of the criteria for someone accommodating Russia at all. The fact that there was no note taker to avoid leaks. Why is this a story only with President Trump? Where was the story about President Obama and all of his illicit dealings with Iran? Note taker? They didn't even acknowledge the meetings existed. Forget about a note taker.
News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show. We're going to be back right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB.
Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Super secret studios at a super cool radio station near you. It's the Health and Wealth Show, Now here's your host, the money man with the money plan. It's David Ernest.
Hello, this is David Ernest inviting you to Folcarelli's Pizza every Thursday night starting at 6:30 p.m. And you will be able to sit down with me and Rusty and talk about anything you want to talk about. All you've got to say is the magic words, let's eat. Call me at 279-7431.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Show weekday evenings at 7 here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Fox News, I'm Pat O'Neill. His confirmation hearing is tomorrow. William Barr, President Trump's choice as next Attorney General, offering reassurances about the Robert Mueller Russia investigation.
In written testimony released ahead of tomorrow's confirmation hearing, Barr says he will not let personal, political, or other improper interest influence his decisions and judgments. Democrats have expressed alarm at previous comments Barr has made about the Mueller investigation and the firing of former FBI Director James Comey.
Fox's Jared Halpern, FedEx will spend $35 million to settle charges that it teamed up with outlaw traffickers to ship untaxed cigarettes to New Yorkers for over a decade.
New York Attorney General Letitia James says FedEx knowingly engaged in illegal and harmful behavior at the expense of New Yorkers' health and in the process swindled the city and state out of millions in tax revenue.
Fox's Jenny Casola. This is Fox News.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, Gene from corporate. You placed an ad on that huge national job site, and now HR has thousands of useless applications.
Well, Gene, you clearly said we want quantity, not quality.
That's exactly the opposite of what I said, Dave.
Oh, well, like my mother taught me, if at first you don't succeed, cut your losses and run. Bye!
Dave.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This week starts out on a chilly note, but we will be warming up by the middle of the week. Our forecast for today calling for a high temperature up to about 50, a breezy, cold day. Turning colder in the overnight hours tonight, becoming partly cloudy with the overnight low temperature down to the low 30s by first thing in the morning. Tomorrow, still a chilly day, but a good bit of sunshine. High temperature up to about 52, back to the low 30s again tomorrow night. Then on Wednesday, a little warmer, good bit of sunshine, high around 60, threat of rain returning Thursday, Friday, and into Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank, and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I ain't got no money. 272-9228, that's where we are. Dan Bongino's going to bring up a point that I had mentioned earlier. Somebody's trying to get ahead of a story here. Makes me very suspicious. Let's listen in.
Dan, the president, you know, has not been critical of Vladimir Putin. He's almost said nothing, but he has his actions. For example, he came down on Western Europe for being attached to his natural gas pipeline and called out Angela Merkel for doing it. So they took some of his language and some of the way he's talked positively about Vladimir Putin. And they said, well, if we're curious about if he is indeed an asset, they're letting that play into that narrative. But if you look at all the people involved, they've been exposed. Peter Strzok's been exposed. Lisa Page's been exposed. James Comey's been fired. Andy McKay's being investigated. Was fired by his own FBI. So all those people were basically had a political agenda. It doesn't put down the rest of the FBI. But let me ask you this. In the big picture, there was a talk over the weekend from Chris Christie and even Jonathan Carl of ABC that the word is that this Mueller probe is not going to be explosive, that is going to underperform in terms of taking down the president. Is that a sense of what you hear this happening? And could that be the reason why some of these explosive stories are being written to get people alarmed?
Yeah, this has been the line of attack I've been taking on this from the start. Having studied this case from the beginning, it's pretty clear to me somebody's trying to get ahead of a piece of information here. Whether it's, as you just mentioned, Brian, a lackluster Mueller report or an IG report that points to serious FBI malfeasance in this case, it's clear to me someone's trying to get ahead of the narrative.
Narrative. Brian Comey steps on everybody. Just absolutely steps on them. Excuse me. So Bongino's going to wrap up here, and he's going to talk about how Trump feels. And he's going to compare it of when he would arrest somebody. But the last part of this really is true. I mean, he is sitting there listening to this news and what he calls fake news. And I really do understand how he feels in looking at this and just how outrageous some of this stuff is.
But this really worries me, guys. You know, having been a former federal agent, you know, when you put the handcuffs on someone, it's tough. I mean, it really is. You're taking away their life, their freedom, everything they're going to have. You watch their kids cry in a 5 o'clock a morning raid as you pull someone out of the bed and put handcuffs on them. You know, if you have an ounce of empathy, that's a tough thing to do, even with the bad guys. Now imagine if you weren't a bad guy like Donald Trump and you did nothing wrong and the full weaponized power of the FBI was unleashed upon you and now they're admitting it. How would you feel? Now you understand why the president's mighty pissed off right now, pardon my language.
Well, when he used that term with Jeanine Pirro on Saturday night, I'm insulted by the question. I've never heard that tack before.
Yeah, well, I was on that show, and I heard the interview as it was going on. Of course he's insulted. I mean, Brian, think about it. What's the worst thing someone could accuse you as a United States citizen of being? A traitor, guilty of treason. This is what they've done to this man with no evidence, and now it's in the newspaper, in the New York Times, that it was built off a fake political document, and the media is celebrating like they got Donald Trump.
I know.
No, they got someone. They got the FBI is what they got.
Yep. I tell you what, when you really start analyzing this, and I was having a conversation with somebody this weekend, as an old friend from Church of the Ascension, and we were talking about, you know, where do you get your news from? And I explained to her all the news I listen to so I can kind of dissolve that down into segments for the show. And I said, she goes, I don't believe Fox and I don't believe the other folks. I want something kind of in between. So I listen to my show. But when you start really analyzing this, you realize how tilted this is. I mean, I think Fox overdoes it a little bit to the advantage of pro-Trump type theories and concepts, but not as they don't tilt it as badly as the anti-Trump forces are doing, in my humble opinion. I think they go out of the way, particularly with Joe Scarborough, they go out of their way to try to bloody Donald Trump's nose, including, like we played in the clip on Friday, people like Major Garrett and the use of information and how they parse it to make it look bad. I'll give you an example. They were showing a poll on Morning Joe this morning, and they said 63% of the people don't want a wall. And if you go back and you read the fine print of that story, the 63% do not want a wall that goes from coast to coast along the complete line of the border. Donald Trump has never said a complete wall 100% covering from sea to shining sea. That was a misrepresentation of the facts. Total misrepresentation to make Trump look bad. So now let's move into Paula Reed. She's going to be talking about the shutdown. And again, listen to how it's being parsed. And then the next one after this will be the interpreter's notes, and we'll get more in detail with that.
As we head into a new work week, the 24-day partial government shutdown drags on. It is now the longest in U.S. history. A new CBS News poll shows 7 in 10 Americans are worried about the impact on the economy, and economists say it can cost $1 to $2 billion of lost output a week. Nearly half in that poll blame the president for the shutdown, while 30% blame Democrats in Congress. Paula Reed is at the White House.
The president still tells his advisors that he wants a deal before he will reopen the government. But so far, he has rejected every proposal that has been brought to him, including those from his own party. On Sunday, GOP Senator Lindsey Graham said that he urged the president to open the government for 3 weeks and then declare a national emergency if no compromise could be reached. But the president refused. And over the weekend, Republicans expressed outrage as roughly 30 Democratic lawmakers traveled to Puerto Rico to see the musical Hamilton and tour hurricane recovery efforts. This widely shared photo, though, shows Senator Menendez at the beach. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer did not make the trip, and they insist that a deal is still possible if the president gives way on funding for a wall. Meanwhile, some government workers have officially missed their first paychecks. TSA says it is seeing a sharp increase in the number of absences compared to this time last year, but they insist security standards have not been compromised. But the president tells advisors he still thinks they can win the shutdown because it keeps attention on the border and distracts from other controversies currently swirling around the White House.
That he's refused to accept any proposal that they brought them. Well, every proposal that they brought did not include anything for funding of the wall. To the tune that he wanted it. The amazing thing is we're talking about such small amount of money. And I think he's winning that piece of the argument. I mean, why are you doing this? If it's costing you $1 billion a day, then that's what, 6 days worth of the wall funding? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense out here. Let's go to the phones and let's go to our friend David. David, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan, how are you?
I am really good.
You know, the key phrase there is with the Democrats is compromise. Anytime a Democrat uses the word compromise,
that means do it their way.
Just cross that out and put in the word capitulation. Because that's exactly all. You know, we want to compromise if Trump doesn't want the wall. Well, that's not a compromise.
No, it's not.
That's capitulation. You know, if we can't have it our way, it's not going to happen. So I think Trump is doing the right thing, just standing his ground and saying, nope, we're not going to do it unless we get a wall. So
yeah, that is what he's saying. I mean, exactly what he's saying. He's making... I can feel this kind of turning in his direction. Some of the polls have migrated more towards to the wall. They still need to do more education on what all they're talking about, because the Democrats just say all he wants is a wall. No, that's not all he wants. He wants more Border Patrol agents, he wants technology, and he wants barriers to slow people down.
Right, but you never hear the media say that.
Nope.
You know, they just say wall, period.
Well,
you
and know, the Democrats will say that, and the media will not straighten them out. That's what I do not like, is the media will give a Democrat a pass on saying the wrong thing. A Republican says something, they'll call them out on it in a second.
Absolutely. That caller earlier that was talking about that group from Birmingham that came down here.
Yep.
You know what that was about, don't you?
Yeah,
where they went to.
Yeah, they went to Steve Marshall's house, and the reason I didn't catch it was on December the 30th, which was a Sunday night, and that was pre-festivities for me.
Right.
If you catch my drift.
Yeah, that was out at Hampstead.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think the police got out there pretty quick and shut them down from what I heard, so... But, that was unfortunate.
Yeah, but how did these guys find out where Marshall lived, number one? And Maria, my little news gal here, who does a great job to help me out when I'm searching for stuff, their picture is that he's at, I happen to know where he lives, but that they're standing on his porch at his Hampstead house.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know, what is that all about? I mean, that's just, and so the caller was absolutely, Chris was absolutely right. I mean, that was a setup. They called WSFA, got them there to film this thing. And, but who told them where the house was?
Yeah. Oh, you know, I'm sure one phone call, you know, somebody was more than happy to tell them, you know, kind of a situation. So, I mean, it's, you know, it's just a Google click away, if nothing else.
I hope the Attorney General's house address is not in Google.
You would hope, but,
yeah,
you know, I mean, that's no different when, you know, the police officer that was, you know, involved in the shooting there in Birmingham, somehow they found out where his parents lived and were at his parents' house as well as his.
Yeah,
how'd they find that out?
We've got to get to the shooting that happened in Birmingham last night. It was unbelievable. Over 50 rounds were exchanged.
Yeah, that's just unbelievable.
And one officer is dead.
Yeah.
So the other one's in critical condition.
Yeah. Have a good one, Dan.
Thanks, David. I appreciate you, buddy. Let's go to Helen. Helen, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hi. I wanted to talk about today something a caller said last Friday. He said that every time President Trump blows his nose, they call it EPA. And there really is, I think, a lot of truth to that, because I think confusion is the end game of a lot that mainstream media does. I think that if they can create enough chaos, they can bring about a coup. And the reason I think this is not because I'm a conspiracy theorist, but because I began reading books on Russian history, and I read books about the life of Lenin, and Lenin's ideas came, or Solomonsky's ideas came from Lenin. And Lenin, I think his ideas came from Marx and a fellow by the name of Bukharin. And their whole point was to create so much chaos that the Russian government at that time, the monarchists, would be weakened. And that's what they did.
Yeah, Saul Alinsky is definitely, the chaos is the better part of valor. That's what they do. They want that to happen, because out of chaos breeds the concept of entitlement. Helen, I have got to go. I appreciate you calling today.
Okay, sure.
Thanks. Dick Brubaker coming back to you. Dan Moore Show right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Live Local Talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. That's where we are on a Monday. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Dick Brubaker. Dick, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, good morning.
Well, good afternoon and congratulations.
Good afternoon. Have y'all talked about the inauguration?
No, we haven't, but congratulations, Dick.
Yes, thank you.
On the Ram truck being named the truck of the year.
I thought you meant on not having to go to the inauguration.
That too. But I was watching.
Truck of the year, and we got brand new incentives out on it just yesterday. Actually last night. So I don't even know what they are. I haven't opened the email and looked yet, but I know they went up. And we got $750 on Journey, just the Journey. So we've got big incentives, and it's going to be a big month. That's already a big month.
Well,
they're neat.
And the Renegade also, they got top honors too.
Yes, and you know, I'm telling you, I can't wait for this Jeep Gladiator truck to come out.
Ooh, yeah, I saw that.
Well, they've been threatening to build a real Jeep pickup truck, you know, for what, a decade? And they're finally going to build it. I mean, in a year, a calendar year, we ought to have them on the lot. And if they bring them in at the price point that they say they are, it's going to be a very, very neat truck. You can go online and Google Jeep Gladiator and see what it looks like, and it is awesome. And we ought to have prices on them in the next couple of months.
That is great. Yeah, I saw the video of it when they were out at Las Vegas and they introduced it, and it was pretty sharp.
Well, it's going to be neat. But what I wanted to talk about, for anybody who has seen the picture, so they showed all the former governors that were invited to the inauguration.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked like, except for Governor Patterson, that they all came. And the body language, you have Bob Riley, Jim Folsom, Don Siegelman, and Robert Bentley all standing there together. and the body language of those guys all together was the funniest thing I've seen in a long time. I mean, you talk about Bentley being treated like, you know, the redheaded stepchild and a all blonde-headed family reunion.
let me picture this, Dick. Are they standing shoulder to shoulder behind the governor?
It was right before it started. Everybody else is sitting down, and they're all standing up in a row, sort of behind the governor to the side. And it is the Montgomery Advertiser posted a picture on Twitter of it, and like when they finally let him sit down, you can see Siegelman leaning as far away as he can get from Bentley. and then Riley leaning as far away as he can get from Siegelman. And Folsom just kind of sitting there laughing at him.
How did Folsom look on TV?
Well, I mean, he looks fine. I mean, you know, his hair's gone from that kind of iron gray to, you know, completely white.
Yeah.
And he's still a very, very, very big man.
Yeah. Somebody said that he had really, from the point that they saw him last and the last time they saw him, which was only about a month ago, they said he had really aged.
Well, I haven't seen him in the flesh in probably 2 years, so I wouldn't know. But on television, he looked good. I mean, he looked healthy. He was certainly very animated talking to the other governors. They all, except for Bentley, they all seemed to have a lot to say to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it would seem to be, like I say, except for Robert Bentley, you know, this sort of island that he had around him, everybody else seemed very jovial and having a pretty good time.
Well,
picture online, it is hilarious.
I will definitely take a look at it. So no one misunderstands. Jim Folsom's actually a very, very nice guy. He is easy to talk to. He's easy to get along with. He really engages you and listens. So no one misunderstand it. Well,
also, as far as the governor who actually cared about rural Alabama, he probably did as much for rural counties as any governor we've ever had.
Mm-hmm. So do you miss it yet?
No. I mean, the best moment of my life is when a lady called me about some idea and I gave her Barfoot cell number.
I love it. I'm looking at the picture of the Montgomery Advertiser now. And, Robert Bentley looks a little out of place here.
He does.
Yes, he does. And there's a bunch of pictures on Twitter that the Montgomery Advertiser has posted. And it's worth a look.
Well, I appreciate
you for taking the call, guys.
I appreciate you calling in, Dick. And again, congratulations on the Ram truck and the.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Thanks.
You have a good one, guys. Y'all need to go. I'm telling you, I picked it up because I get these download fees thing now because I'm on Fox Nation, and they do some great comprehensive detail. You know, if you have a subject matter you're looking for. So I saw that up there and I popped it in, and they had like a 25-minute report on it, and it was detailed and really was good. I was going like, man, that's some sexy stuff there. Let's go to the phones and go to Sam. Is this her, Sam?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Sam, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
I love your show, sir. I just wanted to give you a big Jim Folsom memory. It was a cold day about like today. Jim, he actually had shoes on, and he stood up and...
No, are we senior or junior?
This is senior.
Okay.
And, excuse me. Anyways, he showed his political proudness. He stood up in front of the crowd and said that it's cold, let's go home and kill hogs. And, he understood his political, constituents. But I just wish Kay had gotten up there, whoever had her out in the weather, and told him it's cold, let's go home, wrap this up. Anyway, love your show, Dan.
Thanks, Sam. I appreciate the telephone call. Appreciate the kind words. 272-9228. Yeah, we could get in. We could spend a day on Jim Folsom's show.
Oh, sure.
Particularly with... what's his name coming in? He has got some great stories.
Oh, Steve Flowers.
Steve Flowers. He's got some great stories about Jim Folsom. My mother had a run-in with him. That was pretty interesting.
By the way, is that Governor Riley's real hair? Like, he's got the best head of hair of
he's
all
got, lot. He's got nothing that Never Gray will jet black it like Ronald Reagan hair.
Right.
Yeah, he's got a head of jet black hair out there. Speaking of which, Brubaker Motors has been the sponsor of this hour of the Dan Moore Show. Go by and see Dick Brubaker, who's just on with us, Don Rickard. He put the dog in. He put his dog in the ad, and has the dog in a car. This thing is a huge, great day. Eats up the entire car.
Yeah.
And Carol, his wife, who's Dick's brother, who's a tiny little thing, you ought to see her walking this dog. Well, the dog is kind of walking her. I tell her, if that dog decides to go chase a squirrel, you're gone. That thing will be dragging you through McGee Estates. And the only time it'll stop is when the dog stops out here. I mean, huge dog. Beautiful animal. And Don is trying to get it to write him off on his taxes.
I'm sure it goes through a bag of food a week.
As a dependent. News on 93.1. Dan Moore Show, we're going to be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is W.